Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers and my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. First reading taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 6 to 9. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 145. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 1, verses 20 to 24, and verse 27. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 20, verses 1 to 16. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is blessed accordingly with the same love. Some people in today's world, my brother, my sister, feel the pressures of life's inequalities. The poor, lonely, economic migrants, slum dwellers, victims of abuse, and citizens governed by selfish leaders. Like the Israelites in today's first reading, these people feel cheated by life and sometimes think that the Lord is distant because of their sins and failures. But the prophet Isaiah countered that narrative in today's first reading by informing the people that their exilic days were ending and that they could transform their lives by mending their ways and seeking the Lord. However, the Israelites were overwhelmed by their unworthiness, hence thought it better not to call on the Lord's name. But the prophet Isaiah assuaged their fears by reminding them that the Lord's thoughts and ways are not like man's ways and thoughts. Thus, he insisted that it was time for the wicked to abandon their ways and evil thoughts, because unlike the ways of men, the Lord's generosity of mercy is given to everyone who asks without hesitation. In other words, my brother, my sister, by character, God is merciful, loving, forgiving, and he seeks to renew our hearts, especially the hearts of those who feel abandoned, living on, excluded, or forced to the margins of society. Like the landowner in today's gospel, the Lord is willing to establish a relationship with anyone, and he is willing to impart on everyone life-changing abilities. And so, my brother, my sister, the poor must be productive and not envious of the rich, because they have been given also those life-changing abilities. Hence, their ascent to happiness is certain before the Lord, although it is slow and via the way of suffering, via the way of the cross, they will certainly derive the same amount of joy from life as those graced with social and economic privileges. Thus, the rich or those born in industrialized societies must note that they are not greater than the poor or those born in the so-called third world countries, because we are unequal by grace, but within the same care and plan of God. Thus, those who have obtained more from God's care are called to balance the inequalities in life by sharing their resources, which strengthens the bond of love and quells the thoughts of envy and strife. Our Lord Jesus reminds us in today's gospel that God's kingdom is not merit-oriented, but grace-oriented. Hence, the Lord is willing to bless all, even those who do not deserve it. For we are not judged based on our merits. And so, my brother, my sister, if we have been adjudged worthy of God's blessings, our task is to balance the world's uneven playing field by sharing our gifts and resources. For our life and resources flow from God's commonwealth. Hence, we must work for our good, and we must work for the common good. We must protect the good of all. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. Our Lady Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.